There were also a couple of presentations at ASCO, and I'm starting to see a number of these presentations coming out over the last year or so, looking at nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, which of course is being used in breast cancer. What do we know about this agent in lung cancer, and where do you think that's heading?
I have my own personal bias on this, and we've published on this, is that we've done a lot of work comparing different taxanes with each other, different preparations of taxanes. We've looked at multiple modifications of the cisplatin molecule, and we spent about 20 years doing clinical research on this, and in my own opinion, there hasn't been a lot to show for it. Our own research approach has not been to take a look at analogs of previously existing drugs. I think you can dramatically change the side effects of the drugs. You can perhaps modify their efficacy somewhat, but in our opinion, we are not interested enough in that to pursue the research.
I guess from a practical perspective, again, in breast cancer, there's been the issue of decreasing infusion time, in particular, being able to avoid pre-medications. How much of a clinical advantage do you think these two things would be in lung cancer?
Number one is it would be a help. It would be a help with both the economics as well as some of the administrative issues. One of the things that's happened, though, is that, you know, we've had a number of different regimens that have equivalent efficacy of paclitaxel and carboplatin for a long time. You know, you think back to Joan Schiller's article in the New England Journal of Medicine now 5 years ago that showed a similar outcome with agents that both did and did not need pre-medication. And it hasn't changed people's practices very much. And I think, although it could help, you know, certainly for us in an academic setting, I can speak for myself, it wouldn't dramatically change what we do.